bring you Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Today I'm talking about the influence of the Bible. As I read statements from past leaders of the world, I'm impressed with the agreement of these individuals as they discuss the importance of God's Word. From many different fields and from many different countries, the testimonies of these men uniquely present a forceful argument for a personal knowledge of this book. The great lawyer, William Gladstone, said that the Bible is stamped with specialty of origin, and an immeasurable distance separates it from all competitors. Immanuel Kant, the philosopher, remarked that a single line in the Bible has consoled me more than all the books I ever read besides. George Washington, the first president of this nation and leader during the founding days of the country, commented, "Above all, the pure and benign light of revelation has had ameliorating influence on mankind and increased the blessings of society." Patrick Henry, another hero from the Revolutionary War period, said of the Bible, "There is a book worth all other books which were ever printed." John Adams, who followed Washington as president of the nation, said, "The Bible is the best book in the world." In the light of these statements, and many more that could be added, I think it's a fair conclusion to state that many of the greatest leaders that this world has ever seen have relied upon the Bible for guidance and strength. It really is no wonder that this should be so, for when a man who faces extreme pressure from his daily responsibilities turns to the pages of this God-given book, he finds answers to his problems. That is, he finds answers to his problems if he has a personal knowledge of Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. For in this book, God has chosen to give guidance for the decisions of life. With this in mind, it seems fair to ask the question, why do many Christian parents neglect to train their children as to the importance of regular time spent in reading God's Word? The command, "Study to show yourself approved unto God," is clear. God wants every believer to know His Word, and it is our responsibility as Christian parents to start our children on the path that will allow them to fully appreciate the influence of the Bible on a person's life. To do other than this is to follow the same path that is counseled by the Communist Party for its parents. According to the Russian publication Pravda, religion interferes with sound and harmonious emotional development of children. It impedes social adaptability, creating the conditions for the emergence of delinquency. By burdening the nervous system, it leads to psychical disorders. It brings up individuals with undermined will and stands in the way of the development of firm moral sentiments. In other words, the Communist Party has recognized that a religious person cannot be a good party member, and so they have officially advised parents to steer their children away from religion and away from the influence of the Bible. But we who know Jesus Christ in a personal way should recognize that the commands of God's Word and the testimony of others who have tried the Bible and have found it to work bear far more weight than does the proclamation of the Communist Party. For this reason, you need to allow your children to learn that the influence of the Bible is a good influence, one that can help mold their lives for the glory of God. This is a challenge which Christian parents must face. Only as you accept the challenge and set about to lead your children into a thorough knowledge of God's Word can you be confident that you have fulfilled your responsibility of training up your child in the way that he should go.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.